Hi, this is Anne Berg, and I'm the author of All the Broken Pieces. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I came to write All the Broken Pieces, and then I'll read a few poems from the beginning of the book. I've often said that writing All the Broken Pieces was like sitting at a loom, weaving together the forgotten strands of history, hoping to create something worthwhile, something like a healing quilt. I grew up during the Vietnam War, and even though I was pretty caught up in my own life of hayrides and sleepovers, I was always aware that a war was raging. People were angry. Soldiers came home broken and despised. I chose Vietnam as the setting of my book, but only as a backdrop. Until I started my research, I expected Rob would be the main character, and that my story would simply explore the relationship between brothers. Then I saw the pictures. Pictures of children maimed by landmines. Children of Vietnamese mothers and American soldier fathers. Children referred to as the dust of life. Think of that. Children referred to as dust. What is dust but something we step on, something that gets tossed in the wind, something most of us want to sweep away? No child, no person should ever be swept away. All the Broken Pieces wasn't the story I set out to tell, but it's the story I discovered, and I'm grateful. Most of the time, my research starts in the library. I always do pictorial research before any other kind of research. I love to look at pictures and to study them. I find that looking at the pictures without reading anything or hearing any music, but just looking inside the pictures speaks to me as an author, and I can understand things on my own terms. But now with the internet, I also do a lot of research at home, and I actually use YouTube, and YouTube brings me places that I might not be able to go to on my own. Now I'll read you from the opening. My name is Matt Pin, and her name I remember is Thang Mai. His name I will never say, though forever I carry his blood in my blood, forever his bones stretch in my bones. To me, he is nothing. If he stumbled on me now, I wonder, would he see himself in my eyes? And I, would I recognize the dragon who went beyond the mountain and never came back? I carry her too, her blood in my blood, her bones in my bones, eyes I will not forget, though I see them only in dreams, in fog, through thick clouds of smoke. I hear her voice, thin, shrill, staccato notes, her words, short puffs of air that push me along, inch by inch, breath by breath, in choking mist and wailing dust, through sounds of whirring helicopters and open prayers, I hear her. You cannot stay here, she says. Here you will be like dust. Pui doi, dust of life. You cannot stay here.